is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. The older I get, the more I'm aware that my time on this earth is limited. None of us know the day or the hour the Lord will call us home. And this was made even more clear to me this past month, as four people in my life died very unexpectedly. Each time I heard of someone's passing, it felt like I had been hit in the chest with a baseball bat, as we say here in America. The interesting thing is, all four of these deaths were not directly related to me. The people who passed away were friends or relatives of people I love. And the grief I felt was sadness more in watching my loved ones suffer than it was for myself. At the same time, I kept remembering what the Apostle Paul said in some of his letters. In 2 Corinthians 1, beginning in verse 3, he said, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ." And in Colossians chapter 1, beginning in verse 24, Paul says, "Now I rejoice in what I'm suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church." I've often wondered what it really means to share in Christ's suffering. And I'm still not sure I fully understand, but one thing I do know, Christ suffered and died for you and I because he loved us. When he was beaten and crucified, he was bearing pain and punishment that should have been ours. Isaiah 53:4 says, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed." Because Jesus loved us so much, it even gave him joy to endure pain that we deserved. Hebrews 12:2 says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So as I wept with my friends and family members who lost loved ones this month, I also had a strange kind of joy, knowing I was entering into their pain and bearing it, not for them, but with them. In the pain that we endured together, we were drawn closer to each other and to the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't enjoy suffering, and I certainly didn't enjoy grieving this past month, but I think I learned something from it. Jesus said we would all face sadness, death, and hardship on this fallen planet, but he has not left us without comfort, the comfort of the Holy Spirit within us, and also the comfort of the body of Christ around us. If we truly love each other, we will also share in the sufferings of those who are hurting. Friends, I don't know where you are today. Perhaps you are the one who's grieving. If so, allow me to grieve with you today. I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm so sorry that you're hurting. I pray for you right now that you would know the peace of God's presence around you and the power of his Spirit sustaining you through each day. May the Lord heal your broken heart quickly and fully. May you allow yourself to lament and grieve well, that you may be fully healed. May you give yourself grace and time to heal. May you sense the Lord's love and comfort in this moment. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for entering into our painful world to bring healing, salvation, comfort, and life. Bring your hope and your light into the heart of anyone listening today who's grieving. Thank you for sharing in our sufferings and allowing us to share in yours. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you know someone who's grieving in some way, I encourage you to find a way to share that person's suffering today. Write a note of encouragement, Send a quick text message to let them know you're thinking of them. Call them and pray for them. Find out how you can bless them and share their sufferings as Christ has shared in yours. Until we get to heaven, we're not alone. We have the Lord to carry us when the road gets tough, and we have each other for comfort on the journey. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.